In Nikos Kazantzakis' novel, The Last Temptation of Christ, a man complains to Jesus about the hiddenness of God. I am an old man. During my whole life, I have always kept the commandments. Every year of my adult life, I went to Jerusalem and offered the prescribed sacrifices. Every night of my life, I have not retired to my bed without first saying my prayers. I have waited for years and years, but in vain. Why doesn't God show himself? A wise pauper has a response. He suggests that if one were to look directly at the sun, they would be blinded. So too, if one looked directly at God. So he prays, have pity, Lord, temper your strength, turn down your splendor, so that I may see you. So God dials down the awesomeness. Thank you, Lord, the pauper whispered. You humbled yourself for my sake. You became bread, water, a warm tunic, and a wife and a child in order that I might see you. And I did see you. I bow down and worship your beloved, many-faced face. It's beautiful, right? After a lifetime of waiting for the Lord and the consolation of Israel, Simeon now holds the Anointed One, the Christ child. He holds God in his arms. Now I can die in peace, he whispers. Enlightened at last, Simeon is unafraid of the darkness. The creator of the universe turns the splendor way down, reduced to an infant born in a barn. Our vision is adjusted so that we may imagine God not only in that child, but in every child, and recognize his many-faced face in our mundane lives. Since the incarnation, every created thing, every created one, all flesh, has the potential to be a sacrament. Earth's crammed with heaven, the poet writes. Christmas opens our eyes to the sometimes hidden but ever-present presence of Jesus Christ. Enlightened at last, we can be unafraid of the darkness.